Good morning, this is the Stablecoin.com Daily Market Brief, Monday, September 29, 2025. The global stablecoin market stands at $269.6 billion with $111 billion in daily trading volume, representing a 41% velocity ratio. Tether maintains dominance at 64% market share while USDC holds 27%. All major stablecoins are trading within 0.5% of their dollar pegs, with no depegging events reported. Our top story, the SEC-CFTC Joint Roundtable on Regulatory Harmonization is happening today in Washington. This critical session will address jurisdictional boundaries for crypto assets including stablecoins, with potential to reshape the entire regulatory landscape. Industry leaders and regulators will discuss implementation of the Genius Act framework passed in July. In major corporate news, MasterCard has completed its global rollout enabling USDC, PYUSD, and FIUSD acceptance at 150 million merchant locations worldwide. This integration, powered by BNY Mellon's banking infrastructure, represents the largest traditional payments network adoption of stablecoins to date. Early data shows transaction volumes exceeding $2 billion in the first week. Security incidents dominated weekend trading. The Hyperdrive protocol suffered a $782,000 exploit on September 27, though no stablecoins were directly affected. Coinbase SEI and Krakenbase experienced processing delays, while Solana faced a partial outage impacting USDC transfers. Despite these challenges, system-wide stability remained intact with no contagion effects. Market movements show significant institutional repositioning. A massive $16.5 billion Bitcoin sell-off over 30 days, representing 147,000 BTC, has driven record stablecoin minting activity. A $1.28 million USDC whale deposit on Hyperliquid September 28 signals major derivatives positioning ahead of expected volatility. Ripple's RLUSD showed unusual supply management with 11 million burned followed by strategic 8 million and 3 million mints. Banking integration accelerates globally. Japan's top three banks joined Project PAX for cross-border stablecoin settlements. Standard Chartered announced a Hong Kong stablecoin joint venture, while European banks formed a Euro stablecoin alliance. These developments position traditional finance for deeper crypto market participation. Looking ahead, critical dates approach rapidly. The CFTC and Treasury comment periods for Genius Act implementation close October 20, with annual stablecoin volume reaching $27 trillion and comprising 40% of DeFi total value locked. Institutional adoption is reaching inflection point. Market technicals suggest heightened volatility potential as regulatory clarity emerges from today's roundtable. Thank you for listening to Stablecoin.com Intelligence.